On the Bryant Park Project blog, there is excellent video, incisive commentary, and the fine work of our web editor, Laura Conaway, who joins us in studio. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So we did a couple of follow-ups this week. People have been responding to several of the stories on the audio portion and going to the blog and weighing in. Homeschooling was a big one.
Homeschooling was a big one. Yeah, on Monday we did a story about homeschooling in California where there's been a court ruling that means that families who are doing homeschooling, teaching their kids in the home, will need to rework the way they're doing it. It's kind of legally complicated, but we put out a call to anybody who had been homeschooled or who had done homeschooling, and one of the people who got back to us was this guy, Ethan Dimmy. He lives now in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He's 26 years old. He's the second of four boys, all homeschooled from day one. Hmm. He's sort of a professional homeschooler. His family runs a business called Math UC, which provides textbooks and curriculum stuff for people who are homeschooling their kids. He described homeschooling to me as this kind of idyllic life where you can work really hard until noon, knock off, and then go play in the woods. And he said there's sort of no line between school and not school.
One thing is we were learning all the time. I mean, we go to the grocery store and it turns into a home economics lesson. You had to find the cheapest cereal, and we always had word problems from my dad when we were driving in the car. You know, what's our estimated time of arrival moving at a constant speed with this much time remaining?
Oh, I hated those kinds of questions. But it sounds kind of idyllic and romantic.
In a way, it does, yeah.
Life is, you know, your classroom.
Yeah, and he lived in a place where there was actually an athletic league that included homeschoolers. So he got to play sports, and of course he had three brothers at home. When he turned 18, his family threw a graduation for him, and then he went off to college.
He went off to college.
He says his education held up great, and that's his story.
Ethan
Dimmy, thanks for checking in.
What else is on the blog?
You, Allison.
Oh, that's right. I don't know what got into me. I love reading about when our editor, Tricia, says what I made for dinner last night. She puts that on the blog pretty regularly. We've heard from some people. It's people's favorite things. Well, I cooked last night. I thought my significant other was going to be home, but then darn that Elliot Spitzer. He works at a news joint, too, and
he had
to stay and supervise a special. But I cooked anyway, and it's from a cookbook I have, which I love, that has all these recipes with just five ingredients. The idea that just...
That's my speed.
Yeah, don't overdo it. Five
ingredients.
Is that
a Rachel Ray book?
It's not the Rachel Ray one. Yum-mo. No, so if you want to know how to make apple chicken tenders with apple and onions, you can go to our blog. And I tell you, it's tasty, and I'm looking forward to the leftovers. I think this is one of those that's going to work well overnight.
I'm in it for the brandy.
Yeah, there's a little bit of brandy in there.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Just in the cooking. I didn't drink any, buddy. Don't give me the stink eye. It's all right. And also, we heard back from John McCain, 2008, quickly.
Yeah, it's not really John McCain's Twitter feed is not really an official campaign Twitter feed. It's from a supporter. Good punch.
Well, I'm glad I know. I'm
Me
a
too.
Little disappointed.
Because you can't tell.
All right, Laura Conaway, thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the show, competitive cheerleading, a new book called Cheer. We'll talk to the author in studio in just a moment. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.